Today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms will be presented in Māori and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish.
My name is Maurits Kelderman. I'm one of the leaders of Te Tahatū, which is a Māori cultural performing group.
My name is Kingi James Titan.
Mihi ki te iwi mā takitaki. Haere mai ki te he wāhi hi koe haere ngā atāhua I runga I Supreme Master Television. Mo tēnei rā, mo te kōrero ana me ngā mema a Te Tahatū, te opehaka o Aotearoa. Kei te titiro mātou ki roto I ngā whakaaro a te āhuatanga Māori, e pānga mai ngā āhuatanga o tēnei wā.
Māori performing arts has undergone quite a significant growth in New Zealand, probably over the last, I'd say 20 years. It's a great vehicle for expression for our young people. It's not just the sports fields that they get noticed on now, it is in the realm of their own people, in the realm of their own culture. So there's a great outlet there for kapa haka, and it's highly respected amongst the community. The term kapa refers to group, and haka is the form of expression, and so it's really a cultural group. Well, I became involved as a young teenager, about 13 years old. I grew up in a community that had a lot of Māori people, so a lot of my friends were Māori. They were also immersed in their culture and were quite strong in the expression of the cultures. At some stage they said, we're joining the culture group, would you like to come along? And I said, yeah, great, and I enjoyed it really. So that was that's what kept me involved. It was the joy of performance, belief in what you were doing. We've been around for about 1.5 years now.
The name of our kapahaka is Te Tahatū. It comes from a old haka pōhiri, or a welcome haka. Goes Nā taku pōtiki koe tiki atu I te tahatū, o te rangi kuku me mai, haere mai, haere mai. Which basically translates as, it was my youngest born that fetched you from the horizons of the heavens.
Very funny.
And then welcome. Inspired by all the things that our ancestors lived by, things like their connection with nature, their connection to Papatūānuku, Mother Earth, and Rangi Nui, the Sky Father. They are living beings to us. If we look to the east, the sun rises. To look to the west, the sun sets. Basically, everything within that realm of sunrise and sunset, that and all the beautiful things between that time, that is for us to feast on. It's a wonderful thing just to live, just to breathe, yes, and to know that there's another day coming the next day, and there's another whakatauke, another proverb. Ko te pai tawhiti, whāia kia tata. Ko te pai tata, whakamaua kia tina. Look upon the distant horizon and seek it until it is close to you. Once it is close to you, grasp it and hold on to it tight. Basically, it doesn't matter how long it takes you. The thing is that you aspire to attain that. And we want to take this world view and share it with everybody. One of the main goals of this group is to empower people, is to slowly unveil what we call te kurahuna. The old meanings for kura is, or the plumage, or the treasures. Huna means to be hidden. And so the hidden treasures within every single human being, regardless of where you're from, regardless of what age, need to be unveiled or discovered.
Kapahaka the most is the chance to express myself through different areas such as the haka and singing lovely melodies with a whole bunch of people or whānau such as my family, and most of all a chance to show the world what our people are all about.
He whakaatu a wairua a te taha tū.
When I think taha wairua, and I think things spiritual in terms of the Māori worldview, it's about my connection to the environment, my connection to my ancestors, my connection to my family that are living. It goes through every aspect of our lives. If a haka can't move you spiritually, then you haven't done it right. Ha, there is the breath. So your breath, your inner breath must touch people. Ka, to light them up, you must light them up. It's your whole spiritual inner being that lights up something else within someone else. And if we move people in terms of their haka or the song, then we've achieved our goal. In terms of our spiritualness, it's not about religion, it's more about your links to that spiritual world, your links to the tree, to the moana, to the waters, to the land, to our ancestors, but also to the living as well, you know. Even your friends, you know, my best friend, my wife, you know, that are here in this realm.
things that I like about kapahaka is that it uplifts the mind, body and soul.
I enjoy kapahaka as it allows me to express myself and allows me to be myself as an individual. As a Māori within this world, it makes me feel very proud about myself and where I come from, and it just gives us the opportunity to learn more about ourselves as a culture and as Māori.
One of the things that I enjoy about our particular group is that people are happy. People are happy being there. They want to be there and they want to learn. Basically, we are representatives here. We do things as a collective, and it's because of the efforts of the collective that things are achieved and done well. Mm. And so, with that in mind, it always keeps us in check in terms of, you know, staying humble.
The thing I like about being in the kapahaka is the whanaungatanga, the family engagement, the family positivity, and a lot of aroha, a lot of love shared within the family. Especially in this kapahaka group, it's all about family participation, family engagement, and positivity, and a good face and good role modelling for Māori, for New Zealand Māori people. So positive Māori influences, that's what we're about. Kia ora.
Whakamāramatanga ngā mema o Tāmaki Makaurau Aotearoa, te 20 mā whitu o Aperira 2000. Ko ēnei nā whakamāramatanga a Supreme Master Ching Hai, i te whakaaro wairua o te iwi Māori, i whakaatu tērā ki tāna mahi.
The ancestors of the Māori people have sung so beautiful songs, so spiritually developed, so highly elevated. So solely songs, the Maori ancestors have known God. They have known spiritual level that exceed our language, that goes beyond our ordinary understanding. Therefore, they could express themselves in poetry, in music, in songs, which so beautiful, so out of ordinary and so touching to the soul when you hear it. It is because they express their own inner level of enlightenment.
Ko ngā mihi nui ēnei ki a Mr. Moritz Kelderman, rāua ko Mr. James Titan, mō ngā whakatohatoha ēnei e pā ana ki ngā taonga o te iwi Māori, me ngā mema a te taha tū, opehaka, mō tō haka tino a tāhua. Kia mau ki taonga tuku ihoa o ngā tūpuna mō ake tonu atu, whakapaengia te ao wairua, karakia ki te rangi, te manawa, korehara te iwi Māori. Me te hihia koe, kia mohi o koe e te hia atu kōrero ma tauranga, pānā kia te taha tū. Whakapaengia atu kia Moritz Kelderman, kia Moritz at designtribe.co.nz, me 6423 21579347. E te iwi mātakitaki ēnei ngā mihi ki a koutou ko whakakotahi mai nei ki a mātou. Hia te wāhihi koe haere ngā atāhua i runga i Supreme Master Television. E noho tātou mō ngā huawhenua, te oranga pai, a muri a Noteworthy News. E te hāpai tō wairua ki te ao marama. Elegant viewers, thank you for joining us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May your soul be uplifted by infinite celestial light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.